Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Thursday, the fourth day of August, 2011. And this came out in the El Paso Times yesterday, and it rung a bell, and I remembered that we actually broke this story back in April, that it came out in federal court documents in Chicago, that a top drug kingpin that got extradited here over one of the major cartels in documents, Vicente Zambada Nabella, worked for the U.S. government in drug trafficking, and documents show that the federal government for at least 5 years allowed them to ship ton after ton of pure cocaine into the U.S., quote, in exchange for information about other cartels. Yeah, the cartels they're waging war against that aren't part of the cartels that launder the money with the big U.S. banks that have been caught red-handed doing it. Just like our so-called government is down in Colombia for a decade, knocking out their competition. The head of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Grasso, at the time, in 99 in Reuters, went down to meet with the head of the FARC and said, invest your money with us or you'll be invaded. They didn't invest. The head of the FARC was then assassinated. The rest is history. I mean, this is all hidden in plain view and comes out constantly. Came out in the 90s in congressional hearings. Came out in the 80s in congressional hearings. Came out in the 60s congressional hearings from Vietnam and heroin. And I can play a newscast. I shot a special video about it last night, breaking it all down. We're going to be covering that coming up in the second hour of the broadcast today. Also, the latest developments on a MJTF federally run SWAT team attack. Mangoes were confiscated. Raw milk cheese that I can buy at Whole Foods down the street right now. Bought some this weekend. It's just incredible. Just absolutely incredible that all of this is going on. And we're going to get Mike Adams to pop in later with us as well. We have a special guest joining us coming up later in the hour, the prodigy of Mobb Deep. And, of course, he's a legendary hip-hop rapper and has had a lot to say on a lot of different issues. And we've been trying to get hooked up. I heard that he was interested in coming on the show. We were interested in having him. We finally have got him lined up for the broadcast, so that's going to be coming up in the first hour today. And then we're going to get into all of this other incredibly key news. Japan to fire top nuclear officials in wake of disaster. Here in the U.S., they'd be promoted. The folks that, quote, screwed up on 9/11 all got promoted because they didn't screw up. They did a great job carrying out the attacks. Also, Swedish man caught trying to split atoms in his home. How did he get caught? Well, he had a blog about it and contacted the police when someone emailed him and said this might be illegal. So they've now arrested him and charged him. He's like, oh, I didn't know playing around with my chemistry set was wrong. What should I do? Oh, we're going to go ahead and arrest you and charge you because you're it's just well, that really encourages folks to try to follow the law. Continuing here, 69% say it's likely scientists have falsified global warming research. That's 69%. Rasmussen scientific poll. So their whole fraud is imploding in on itself. Good job to everybody out there exposing it. Also, Ron Paul says Super Congress, a monstrous creature, and that he can't find it in the Constitution. No kidding. And thank God Ron Paul knows how to look at this Super Congress and understands it is something new. Super Congress has bragged. They've had committees before that have transferred power that I think was unconstitutional. This is brazen, like Obama launching that new Libya war and saying, A, it isn't a war, and B, I don't need Congress for approval. And we'll continue with that information. We got some good news. NRA to sue feds over ATF intimidation of gun sellers and their unconstitutional activities. On that front, big economic news coming up as well. It's all coming up straight ahead. InfoWars.com, Of course, we're streaming video at prisonplanet.tv. Don't forget the network site, GCNLive.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
April 27th of this year, we ran the headline out of federal documents that were made public in federal court that listeners pointed out to us. We ran the news story, top Mexican drug lord, I trafficked cocaine for the U.S. government, written by Paul Joseph Watson for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, when I got off the air yesterday, Aaron ran over, Aaron Dykes, and he said, "You haven't seen this?" And I said, "No." He goes, "Well, it's been on InfoWars all day, our link to it." And so I read the report, did some more research, and I said, "I think we reported on this." And I went and looked it up, and we sure did. The part that the El Paso Times does not cover is that he and others he's associated with in this cartel have said they also were involved in getting guns and were involved in Fast and Furious, and this nexuses it in. Now, the Associated Press, Florida Papers, of course, broke it, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, have all reported that Fast and Furious, ATF-E, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, they're always adding new things onto their name, and the FBI and DEA have been involved shipping thousands of guns, not just to Mexico, but to Miami and other areas, to select gangs that are waging covert wars against drug cartels that are not paying their cut. And I talked about, of course, the Reuters report back in 1999 when Richard Grasso, then head of the New York Stock Exchange, traveled, and it mentioned, well, there's a little known federal law that actually drug money from overseas can be invested in U.S. banks and the stock market. And he was there encouraging, and it showed them meeting the head of the FARC. You can dig up the photo, the head of the FARC guerrillas down in Colombia, big beard. I forget his name. You can look it up. And he said, invest with us or you're going to be invaded. They gave him a year. He didn't invest. They ended up killing him. And, of course, the U.S. military invaded down there, called it drug interdiction. And it's admitted that they have grids they fly where the government-grown cocaine that's laundered through the U.S. is left alone. And then they find FARC fields of coca, and those are sprayed. So it's a business operation. And the list goes on and on. Vietnam and the coffins full of heroin. Confirmed congressional hearings. The 1980s, Iran-Contra, shipping guns down there to knock out the drug competition, ship the cocaine back. The 1996, or was it 97, I remember playing the clips on the radio, of the CIA inspector general admitting, yes, the CIA shipped in drugs. This is all on record. And Gary Webb, of course, broke it and won the Pulitzer Prize for it, had a new book coming out that was going to doubly prove it, what, 5-6 years ago, and he had to move. His house was being broken into. He said he was being threatened. He told many people that, including Frere Ricky Ross, who's now out of prison. We had Ricky Ross on from prison to talk about it. From memory, he told Celica Steele he was being threatened. He told me that. He asked me to get all these documents and put it up on a website for him. It was public stuff. He sent us a disc. My wife kept saying, we got to get this up. But back then, I had almost no internet technical skills. InfoWars was, you know, had a lot of visitors, but we never even got it up. None of it was secret. It was just stuff that he, you know, put in public presentations. So I want to say that somebody comes and kills me. I don't know where that disc is. It's where I've dropped the ball so many times. But they, of course, came to his house and shot him twice in the head with a shotgun. Now, continuing here, so they don't want this information known, but they can't hide it anymore. This information cannot be hidden anymore. And so what's now happening is, and we've shown you the ABC newscast, the CBS newscast, the Fox newscast, where they go, yes, the Army and the Marines in Afghanistan, now 90%+ of world opium production, it was around 10% before the liberation, boy, they've sure liberated them now, are giving them the fertilizer, giving them security, and helping them pipe in water even to grow more opium so we can get a lot of people addicted. So the banks can get even more money, and then more stereos and computers and jewelry and cars can be stolen by the addicts so that then they can grab the addicts and put them in prison for 10, 15 years, working for 25 cents an hour in slave labor to drive down wages and displace the country. Overall economic future. And, of course, if you look at the big three or four mega private prisons, they're all subsidiaries of the big six mega banks who openly launder the drug money. So the drug dealers ship the drugs in, use the police to knock out their competition, and then put the users in prison when they're caught using the product they shipped in and use them for slave labor. It's a program where you make money, consolidate power, corrupt police all the way down the line, and it works really well. Now, going back, 5-6 years ago, the interviews are all public. Celica Steele, the highest level DEA agent in all of Latin America, former sniper, Vietnam, then later a police officer. He comes out and says, here's the deal. This is what I've been told by my DEA contacts and my Los Zetas contacts. They're Mexican military, trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, School of Americas. And they're going to start a war down there as soon as Calderon gets elected. And he said he will be elected. It's going to be staged. And they're going to knock out the three or four cartels that are big that won't pay their money into the United States, just like what's happened with the FARC in Colombia. And, of course, he's one of the main sources for the work of Pulitzer Prize winner Gary Webb. And he wrote the book Powder Burns, now out of print. But the point is I believed him, but I still was like, man, this is wild. I mean, they're going to have a total collapse in Mexico, and then it's going to be used to start collapsing the Southwest. Well, then, about a year after he said that, the SPP documents got released, because Judicial Watch sued and got the North American Union Security Prosperity Partnership documents from the Banff Canada meeting in 2006. They got them in 2007. It's in my film Endgame. And they said, we'll use flu fears, terror fears, and collapsing Mexico to create a continental security perimeter. Well, earlier this year, Obama publicly created that continental security perimeter in the name of fighting the collapse of what's happening in Mexico and the guns and the drugs and the murder. And Shelley said 6 years ago that the government was shipping guns in. Before that, the ATF set him up 3 years ago. He said on this show, and those interviews are all there in the articles, that they were accelerating shipping guns in and they were going to blame the Second Amendment. And he went and protested and made a big stink about it. And for years, he went to gun shows. I've been at the gun show with him here in Austin. He usually didn't even have guns to sell and sold bumper stickers, T-shirts, his book. And then he needed money because he's a retired DEA school teacher living in a trailer down in South Texas. And he started selling off his gun collection. And what former cop doesn't have 50 guns? What the government would call an arsenal. And so he began selling a shotgun, a rifle to get money. He even talked about it. A divorced guy, again, he, in his own words, living in a trailer, school teacher, South Texas. That's what happens to, not saying it's bad to live in a trailer, but the point is he needed money. So, boy, they set him up for selling a couple shotguns legally. A private sale, they said that he was really a gun dealer, and it was all a big setup, and they sent him to prison, and we, you the listeners, really tried to help him out with his defense. And so, and I want to thank you for doing that. I know it's a thankless thing when you a lot of times help people, but we do appreciate you. But they still sent him to prison. And so that's what came out of it. So we're on record breaking all of this down. And here we are, top Mexican drug lord. I traffic cocaine for the U.S. government. And that is the report up at Infowars.com, April 27, 2001. And it goes on, the logistical coordinator for the top Mexican drug trafficking gang that was responsible for purchasing the CIA torture jet that crashed with 4 tons of cocaine on board back in 07 was told the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of Illinois in Chicago that he has been working for the U.S. government asset for years. Jesus Vinton Zambala Nabila is the son of El Mayo, Zambadada Garcia, one of the top kingpins of the Sinaloa drug trafficking organization. And it goes on to say that he released the documents in federal court, kind of like Hal Turner released the documents in federal court, that he really wasn't a white supremacist leader for the last decade, attacking yours truly every week, but that he was a national security agent, highest level, top secret for the FBI. And then the FBI testified, yes, he is our man. Please don't send him to prison. And the judge said, I don't care. He threatened state judges. He's going to jail. So they certainly, and of course, they went ahead and burned him after hackers got into Hal Turner's computer. Patriots, by the way, and did release the fact that he was a federal agent at above the highest level, a national security level agent, not even known to exist publicly until then in the FBI. It's the same thing with this guy. It doesn't matter if he was running Fort Benning, Georgia, trained commandos in Mexico to consolidate the drug trade and make sure the prices got jacked up, because they don't like prices falling. Doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. It will continue. It's like Geraldo Rivera stands there with a Marine Corps colonel and says, you help grow the opium. He says, I sure do. It's for America. You bet. It's for your children. Now, continuing documents. Feds allegedly allowed Sinaloa cartel to move cocaine into U.S. for information. You always love the spin. When they get caught, they're like, well, yeah, well, we've been doing this, so you give us info on other cartels. Yeah, that you're knocking out. 5 years, they admit. U.S. federal agency allegedly allowed the drug trafficking cartel to bring in several tons of cocaine in the United States in exchange for information about rival cartels, according to court documents filed in the U.S. federal court. The allegations are part of the defense of Vicente Zambadal, keep mispronouncing this, Zamba Adal Nabila, who was extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking charges in Chicago. The court in Chicago held a status hearing today and ordered the U.S. government to respond to the motion containing the allegations. And it goes on with the documents. And so it breaks it all down. So here you have it. And other big drug cartel leaders have come out and said, yes, we were involved in this same group, and the government would ship us the guns directly. Of course they did. It's a $500-plus million-a-year operation in the U.S. alone.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that.
By the way, we've been talking to their folks, and we were going to get him on yesterday, but time zone issues, and I wanted to have some time before we got him on so we could cue up some music and properly introduce him. But he's scheduled to be on this hour or next hour. If not, I'm sure we'll get him on in the next few days. Prodigy of Mobb Deep, iconic, you know, top rapper hip-hop. And the reason I'm interested in getting him on is because he's spoken out for 9/11 Truth very eloquently. Exposed all these Jay-Z and others, always talking about the Illuminati, and, you know, pushing that out there like it's a good thing. He's really stepped up and criticized that. So I want to get him on the show. I look forward to it. But once something goes haywire like it did yesterday, who knows if it will be today or tomorrow or sometime in the future. But we're lining that up. Had it absolutely set last night to be on a little after 11, 12 Eastern. But it may be a time zone issue. We'll see what comes up with that. Now, getting back to the issue of the El Paso Times, this has been reported on by Infowars.com. Then a few days later, the New American Magazine did an excellent job breaking it down as well. And finally, Mainstream News has reported on this. And he's entered into the federal record that he was working for the U.S. government and allowed to ship narcotics in. Well, this is exactly what Sully Castile and others told us more than 5 years ago. And it's the same reports that we've got now coming out. And again, we have those articles up at Infowars.com where top Mexican drug cartel leaders say that they were actually delivered guns by the ATF and other branches of the federal government. And now the head of the ATF has admitted that he had lied when he said he didn't know anything about it, and that he was ordered to do so by the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Holder then said, no, I didn't order that, and then later documents were released that indeed he did know and that the White House did know, and of course we played the clips from C-SPAN of the testimony. And it turns out, of course, as I had remembered, a year and a half ago, they'd given press conferences admitting that they'd been doing a gun tracing program into Mexico and did know about it. But that was when they were putting their spin on it ahead of time. So by his own admissions, the Attorney General has perjured himself to Congress. Now we've learned they've shipped them guns into Florida, California, Illinois, other states to select cartels. And that's what's so scary about this, is that in most major cities, the police are deployed only to go after, because they're compartmentalized, small-time people, and then, of course, medium-sized players that aren't paying their cut-in. But more often than not, another drug gang is dispatched to simply murder the other drug dealers, and then the police turn a blind eye. And it's time as a nation to grow up to just how corrupt we become. And this didn't start yesterday. If you look at Prohibition in the 20s, alcohol use more than tripled, government's own numbers, and the profits more than tripled, and all sorts of alcohol poisoning happened. The police became incredibly corrupt. That's how they corrupted the cops. You really couldn't get cops to be part of drug dealing at the time because drugs were sold at drug stores over the counter. It wasn't even an issue. Drug use was a lot lower. It was seen as an illness, as a disease. If you ever dig into old junk piles out in the country, I know a lot of folks do it, and I've done it because you can sell the bottles because they're antique. And, you know, the old medicine bottles and old Coca-Cola bottles and things. Sometimes the bottles are worth hundreds of dollars a piece. The point is you dig into old trash piles, and you'll just find anywhere you dig, you'll find them in the middle of nowhere out in the countryside, laudanum bottles. Oh, you got a headache? You got the flu? Drink some of this. It's opium. Coca-Cola had cocaine in it, a lot of it in it. That's why it's called Coke. If you don't believe me, just look up the history of Coca-Cola and cocaine. Sometimes I talk about that. People don't believe me because they're ignorant. They're like, Coca-Cola doesn't have cocaine in it. I'm not saying it has it in it now. It's been taken out since the late 1930s. Well, it's been like decocainated. It still has cocaine flavoring. The flavor of Coca-Cola and Pepsi is coca. That's the secret ingredient, is decocainated, like decaffeinated, cocaine. But here it is, just out in the open, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Yeah, he's coming out in court. He's giving them some documents. he worked for the U.S. government and, you know, ran this big aircraft operation. And what do we have in Bloomberg from last year? $376 billion in laundered drug money by Wachovia and Wells Fargo, and nobody got in trouble. But if they catch you with a little bit of cocaine, 10 years minimum sentence in prison.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The last 20 minutes or so getting into so-called government drug dealing. But saying government, you know, gives it too much respect. These are rogue criminal elements that have taken over our government. And now, instead of denying that they traffic the narcotics, they think you're so weak-minded that they have ABC, CBS, Fox, and others in the last year come out and go, yes, it's true. We help grow the opium. I mean, it's so industrial, it's so huge that they're giving them the fertilizer, the transport, the security, reportedly even having troops dig and help plant it when they need help during harvest. And the troops are giving a little extra cash. This is part of the corrupting of the troops. And the government's like, look, we had to kill Pat Tillman over this. He didn't go along with it. We instead of murdering, we got caught doing that. What do we do? And they go, you just go public with it. You just go public and go, oh, yeah, I'm barbecuing kids in the backyard. It's no big deal. And that's what they've done. And they get Geraldo up there to go, the patriotic duty. Let's cut to the Marine Corps colonel with all the troops standing around looking freaked out. Because the troops are like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here growing this opium? Shut up or they'll frag you. Everybody knows, you know, that the bosses up top are getting a big piece of this. I know, but it's just wrong. Hey, go along, you'll get a piece of it. And the commanders are like, look, this operation's so big, what do we do? Well, the American people are so dumb now, we'll just come right out and say we're helping grow it and that it's to fight Al-Qaeda and they'll buy it. I mean, look, they let the TSA stick their hands down their pants. They let us put radioactive isotopes in the sodium fluoride in the water. Why not? They love it. The public hasn't even noticed that their cancer rates have doubled in the last 10 years and their diabetes rates. They haven't even noticed that we've stolen $27 trillion and are bankrupting them. So we might as well just ship it in publicly. In fact, we ought to just have stores where the government openly sells heroin and cocaine, and then we'll even bring it into schools and have it as part of the school lunch program to inject the children. But as soon as the child injects the heroin, then we'll have an officer arrest them. In fact, that sounds like satire, but I think that's the level it's coming to next, where you'll be ordered to inject your child with heroin, but then you'll be arrested after you're ordered to inject it. I mean, that is basically what this has come to. And it will continue. It will not stop. It is going to intensify. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got a lot of other news that I want to cover here. But that's why I get mad when I pull up to a checkpoint. It's happened, I don't know, 3 or 4 times over the years. And the police asked to search my car, and I just look at them and I say, for what? And they said, do you have any guns, knives, other objects, drugs? I just look at them and I just say, you're not stupid. You know the government brings the drugs in, and I don't use your products. Now, you can go get a drug dog, and I know that your drug dog is big and fat and alerts every time you bring it. You claim probable cause because it gets a biscuit. I understand that, but you want to go ahead and search, you know, 50 other cars while that happens, or go get the drug dog and let's just do this. Now, one time I let them search it because I had to get to the radio station. I was on in like 30 minutes. This has got to be like 14 years ago. And it wasn't even a checkpoint. I got pulled over on 183 North the time when I was over there at KJFK. And the cop pulled me over and he looked. He goes, I want to search this car. And I just said, okay. Please hurry. I got to get to work. And as soon as I did that, he said, oh, that's all right. You can go. But again, probably not even a corrupt cop. He was just wanting to see if I had something. So I'm like, go ahead. And then he could see that I could care less. I just wanted to get out of there. So he left me alone. Look, I don't use your products. Let's get that straight. I used the CIA's products 2 times when I was a teenager, once at a party and once at a basketball court. And both times, it felt like I'd just been through a traumatic experience. You know that feeling after a really bad car wreck and you're wide awake and feel kind of dirty in your brain, like, ugh, like everything's grungy? That's what your product, cocaine, makes me feel like. It makes me feel like hell. It destroys my confidence. But I'm told people that don't have confidence, they like it. For me, it's like hell on earth. Same thing with marijuana. Every time I've smoked it, it just makes me feel depressed and paranoid, except once. And I was told that was some type of super medical grade stuff. And by the way, you're like, oh my gosh, marijuana, just be honest about it. Demystify it. Cocaine's horrible. Methamphetamine's horrible. Valium's horrible. All these drugs are horrible, whether they're over-the-counter, prescription, any of this stuff. Whether it's illegal drugs, demystify it. It's what losers do. Demystify getting drunk as being cool, like Hollywood. You notice Hollywood sells drugs as cool, alcohol is cool, cigarettes is cool. That's because it was product placement. Demystify it all, folks. It's horrible. It's terrible. Don't ever use it for the first time. You want to get high? Go rock climbing. You want to get high? Go hiking up a whole mountainside. When you get to the top, you're going to be high. When you get back down to the bottom that night and are eating dinner in a cabin, you're gonna be high on life. Or win at business, or win in your personal life. Or go to a swim meet and watch your daughter and son both get the blue ribbon. That's gonna make you high. Having our big story, stories we break up on the Drudge Report, that gets me high. Now, there are some drugs I like, and this is, by the way, a bad drug. My wife's almost completely off of it. I'm trying to kick it, and that's called coffee. You drink coffee long enough, it doesn't even really get you stimulated anymore. You just need it to be stimulated. So I guess at the end of the day, I have a drug problem because I am a depressed zombie and cannot operate without coffee. So let's just all demystify it. Do you put people in prison because they drink 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day? I've cut back to about 2 big ones a day now instead of 6 or 7. I wash down to 1 little cup in the morning. I mean, do we deserve to go to prison? No. It's a serious brain stimulant. When somebody, old lady, drinks some tea, do you put her in prison? Rush Limbaugh hurt his back, got on Oxycontin. It's extremely addictive. It's synthetic heroin. Do we put Rush Limbaugh in prison because he got addicted? The brain's designed to get addicted. No. But Rush Limbaugh shouldn't support mandatory sentences for heroin and cocaine as he still does. That is so hypocritical. And I'm not even here trying to bash Rush. I'm just saying you've got to stop being hypocrites in life. And we're all hypocrites to a certain extent. We all make mistakes. We all do things that are wrong. We all subconsciously lie. Even we don't know we're lying. We'll kind of twist things to not hurt somebody's feelings or, you know, whatever the case may be. But see, I've trained myself that when I catch myself later doing something, that I'm ashamed of it. At least I try to not be like that. Most people don't even think about it. And that's why we've gotten to have a delusional culture. There was a big university study that confirmed all the other studies that just came out a few weeks ago that I've attempted to cover. I've read the headlines here about studies show peer pressure can make you physically change your memories, a brain scan show in the brain. That's what a magician does. And they've done the studies where you can say, here's a blue car, here's a red car, and then have the authority figure get up there and say, this car is red when it's clearly blue, and the majority of people, if they're told by an authority figure that the car is red when it's really blue, will go ahead and say, okay, it's red if you say so. And that's why I routinely hear national talk show host attack me. I can just randomly go to the dial and hear it. That's why I can listen to local radio and hear them say, that Alex Jones saying our police are dealing drugs. I just find it hard to believe that our good officers out on the street are dealing drugs. You find it hard to believe the government's been caught over and over again doing it. I mean, major banks don't get in trouble laundering hundreds of billions a year when they, quote, get caught. I mean, what are you talking about? And they always build straw men. You know, that officer out there clearing up a wreck on the road isn't a drug dealer, and I don't appreciate certain people saying that. I've actually heard a talk show host here in town say that about me. He's a pretty good guy, I know him, but he's a retired police officer. You know, these people on this station saying that the police deal the drugs, I don't appreciate it. The police officers work hard. They're out there cleaning up wrecks and risking their lives. Well, obviously, the cops changing tires or running red light checks isn't dealing drugs. And I didn't say that. It's the higher-ups know what's going on and are told what to do by the feds and what to leave alone. That's what's on record. So stop building straw men. I didn't say the cop that's in your church is dealing drugs. I didn't say that. What I said is they are on record, the feds and the higher-ups and the detective vice squads in every major city have been caught over and over again running the drugs and living in million-dollar houses when the beat cops living in the blue-collar neighborhood with a broke-down pickup truck. And police should stop putting up with this. Of course, you know what happens when you do. What happened to Serpico? You get shot in the face. What happened to Serpico, famous New York cop? Had to leave the U.S. because of death threats, moved to Switzerland. Played by Al Pacino in the movie Serpico. First day on the job, he's brought up to narcotics detective, been on the force 10 years. They go shake down some robbers that have got some stolen diamond necklaces, and they give him the equivalent of a 3 or 4 month salary diamond bracelet. And he says, I don't want that. And they say, oh, yeah, take it. By the way, I've had famous detectives from New York on talking about these things that happen. And they're like, you're not going to take that? Just do it. Even if you don't, just it'll make the guys feel better. That's called a corruption. And remember the tens of billions, by the end of it, I think it was like 60 billion. Pull it up. Pallets of money flown in. Tried billions on pallets flown into Baghdad. And then at first it was 20 and then 40 and then 60. I forget the last number. And I've talked to so many military personnel, including folks that are known to me personally for many years. I'll just leave it at that. And that's what happens. If you're just a regular sergeant, they go, hey, the captain calls you in or the colonel calls you in. You know what? You've been working hard. It's tough. Our military doesn't get paid enough over here. Here's $10,000 just to help your family. And, of course, you're not paid enough to live. The contractors are being paid $180,000 on average, the combat contractors. You're getting paid maybe $25,000, $30,000 a year if you're lucky. You know, your wife's calling up saying, we're bankrupt, we can't live, there's inflation, so you want to take it. The minute you take that, now you're corrupted. Yeah, there's one of the older articles, 2007. It's a lot more now, London Guardian. How the U.S. sent $12 billion in cash into Iraq and watched it vanish. Special flights brought in tons of banknotes, which disappeared into the war zone. Yeah, and it went to the different rival groups not to fight the U.S. forces and NATO forces and allied forces, to be technical. But by the time, I know you can pull it up. Try that headline, but just put $40 billion in there. See if you can find that one. I know I read those numbers. Now, if you're higher up, you're a colonel, they call you in and say, you know what? Here's $100,000 in $100 bills. And you're like, I'm supposed to take this? Yeah, we all are. It's George Bush cares about you, and Cheney cares, and they understand what you're going through, and they don't think it's fair what the contractors are getting. This is actually what they're told. So this is yours. Now, once you've taken that $100,000, what happens when they send from the Pentagon somebody who wouldn't take the money, a Army inspector, a captain, a colonel, a Marine Corps inspector? You know how many hundreds have been fragged? And they come in and start noticing that contractors are getting, $15 million for a $500 blue tarp, or that the water's rotten that the troops are getting, or that everything's falling apart and stuff's being stolen out of the warehouses. Well, they get shot in the head. They commit suicide, or an IED blows them up. Or Pat Tillman says, I'm not going along with this. And they say, oh, really? You're not going along with this? And, of course, what are they going to do when the Army coroner, who was a colonel, says, no, he was killed. This was a homicide. He was shot, it appears, at over 100 yards. And that's what the witness later came out and said. He begged for his life, hid behind a rock, said, I'm a friendly. And they knew that. And then they went up and shot him at about, what did they say, 6 yards away, they estimated, from the powder burns, a three-shot M16 burst right across the front of his face. Begging. And they went up to the NFL star, stuck a gun right up to him and killed him. Because after they first shot him into his body armor and he was wounded, he got up and waved his arms and said, it's me, I'm a friendly. And they kept shooting, so he got down and hid, and they came up and got him. That's who runs America, okay? You need to grow up and understand that. And none of us are safe. These bankers are going to implode everything. Now, I've been talking about government drug dealing. I've been talking about how it's all admitted, how they grow the opium, all of it. And I'm very excited to have with us, an icon of hip-hop and rap. And we're very, very excited to have Prodigy Mobb Deep on with us. He's a Grammy Award-winning rapper and one half of the hip-hop duo Mobb Deep. He recently served a 3-year sentence. Oh, for the evil Second Amendment. That's right. Boy, I tell you, they went after him when he started exposing the Illuminati. And he was recently featured in the 2011 documentary Rhyme and Punishment, a film that documents hip-hop artists who've been incarcerated. He is the great-great-grandson of founder of Morehouse College. and a new book, My Infamous Life, the Autobiography of Mobb Deep's Prodigy. I don't know how long we've got it because we got time zones scrambled. We're about to go to break. But I've got so many questions for you, sir, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Not a problem, Alex, man. I'm a big fan.
Well, we're a fan of your work. A lot of people constantly ask me, and we're going to go to break here in a minute, about Illuminati. They see Jay-Z, all these rappers doing, you know, all these weird Illuminati symbols and things like that. I know folks are going to pause that now and say, I was making those. I'm making those to show people. That's how they do that online. But the point is, you've exposed them. Bottom line, what's your take on that?
I mean, to me, you know, it's definitely not a joke, man. It's a lot of real stuff going on out here in this world. Secret societies are real, you know. It's definitely very obvious, you know, that they're at work and it's at play in the music industry, in the food industry, politics. Everywhere you turn is everywhere. You just got to read the signs, you know what I mean? The writing on the wall, basically, is all in front of your face, you know what I'm saying? Once people just learn about it and do a little research about it all, they'll be able to see, like, oh, wow, I understand what's going on, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You've got the floor. Lay it out. Break it down. I mean, this reported letter, when you were set up and sent to prison for exercising your Second Amendment rights, I mean, did you write this letter? And because it's very poignant, and you know, I agree with much of it. So, you got the floor.
Yeah. I wrote a lot of letters while I was in there, man. I was doing this thing for Vibe Magazine, you know, just writing letters from prison, just expressing myself and things I wanted to get off my chest, things that were on my mind, and I wanted to let people know, and I wanted to show them. Even though I was inside, you know, locked in a prison, you know, I wanted to show them that I still had no fear in my heart, you know, about speaking my mind and letting people know what time it is. There's no reason for me to fear, because it's really nothing. There's nothing they can do besides kill me, and I'm not afraid of that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think right now they're at the point where they would take it that far. I think they, like, this plan that they got into effect, and it's been in effect for hundreds of years or whatever. I think it's so embedded in people's brains now. They got people so brainwashed in this world that they don't even really care anymore. You know what I mean? About people like Alex Jones, people like Prodigy. Like, they're like, go ahead and tell the people all you want. We got these people so brainwashed, there's nothing you guys can do about it. That's how they feel. You know what I'm saying? And when I say they, I mean, you know, the power and the structures that's in place, you know, that's there to control us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, looking at it, well it's twofold. 30, 40 years ago, if you talked about this, they would give you a fast-acting cancer. They would kill you. It's on record. Much of it's been declassified. But people still had courage and got the word out. And so because so many people spoke out, they've now flipped it and said, okay, we're growing the opium in Afghanistan. Okay, we're shipping the cocaine in. Okay, we're shipping the guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And so they've decided to just go with the revelation of the method instead, because they're desperate. But if we really try to shake people out of their trance, as you and others are doing across the board, we can beat them if we can get people out of the trance they're in.
Yeah, definitely. At the end of the day, you know, I always say, like, God always wins at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Good always gonna beat evil at the end of the day, man. No matter how bad it's looking, you know what I mean? No matter what's going on, you know what I mean? Good is always going to win, you know what I mean? But right now, you know what I mean, the devil definitely got the world in the headlock, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. And it's at the point where they got it so far, like I said, they don't even care. They'll put it all in our face, you know what I mean? It's an information age. It's everywhere. It's all over the internet, what's going on. You know, it's all in these books. It's in movies. It's in, you know, it's all over the place. And they got people so brainwashed, you know what I mean, with all the, you know, fashion and, you know, jewelry, especially like in the hip-hop world, you know, in the hip-hop community, in the urban communities where I come from, you know, know what I mean? They got us so brainwashed with fashion, jewelry, and like and sex and all this stuff. We don't even care to even think about what's going on. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the people that I'm around, like I look at them sometimes, and all they're concerned about is what I just said, like the fashion, the jewelry, the sex, all the stuff that is materialistic and stuff that like is not going to do nothing for their soul or their life.
Well, you've had it all, and you know, it's not like I've had it all, but I mean, I've had a lot of success, gotten to meet most of the famous people in Hollywood at one time or another. And once you meet them and find out that it's nothing, it's not fulfilling. What is fulfilling is having truth and information and decency and honor. And but for folks that have never really had some form of notoriety or fame, which you've had much greater than I have, they can't understand it. They're always scrambling for it, reaching for it. Do you agree with that statement? And what can you say to young people and others that feel unfulfilled because they're not somebody making $10 million a year like a top rap star?
Man, I would say it's not all about that, man. Life is not about, you know, that chasing that dream. Life is about, you know what I mean, being happy. You know what I mean? It's about having, you know, a pure heart, pure soul, eating good, family, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Love, you know what I'm saying? Like your relationship with your spouse or whatever. You know, these are the things that life is about, raising your children properly, making sure that, you know, each generation gets better than the last one, you know, smarter and healthier than the last one, all of that. These are the things that life is about. It's not really about chasing all these crazy dreams, you know what I mean? Because, you know, even though people want, you know, people want success, you know, anybody wants to be successful, you know what I mean, in life and have some decent money where you can be comfortable and things like that. But, you know, some people really just take it too far and they get caught up in that whole money and success thing, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think it's a hierarchy of needs. Success is great as long as you don't compromise to get it and as long as the success itself isn't the goal. Success in doing good, success in beautiful art, success in developing things, that's wonderful. The globalists, the controllers, create a false success and set up false icons for us so that we'll chase, basically, it's false idols.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what it is, you know what I mean? It's bad, man. It's bad because, you know, I try to reach out and, you know, share the information that I know with a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Just yes.
Stuff that I've read over the years and learned about what's really going on, you know, with this government and what's really going on, you know, in this world and everything and how we should really be living and taking care of our families and our life. And I try to share a lot of the information with, you know, my friends, my peers or whatever that I grew up with or that I'm around a lot. And I had to learn the hard way that, you know, you can't just push information on people. You know what I mean? They gotta want to know it. You know what I mean? They gotta want to change their life.
They gotta open the door.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And it's sad that it's like that. But really, that's how it is, man. You know, I know a lot of people now that I see, they're like, yo, Prodigy, man, what can I do? Like, I was getting a lot of letters while I was in prison, right? And people write me and say, yo, Prodigy, what can I do, man? I'm trying to share information with my homeboys, my friends, and they're not listening, they don't care, da, da, da. And I would write them back, like, listen, they got to want their information, man. You know, they got to want that change in their life, man. You can't just make people, you know what I mean, change. That's something that's a phenomenon that has to happen on its own. You know what I mean?
I tell you what, Prodigy, stay with us. We've got to go to break for just a moment. Prodigy of Mobb Deep is our guest. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.